All right. Welcome to Motivational Monday on this Monday in May. I pray that you are well, that you've been out smelling the flowers, looking up into the sky and see the new thing that God is doing in this season of creation. An example in my yard, for the last 3 years, there is a particular rhododendron that has not bloomed. It just has not. Last Christmas, I put on Christmas lights onto that tree. I wanted to give that tree some love. And guess what? This spring, that rhododendron is filled with flowers. I don't know what brought about the change. Maybe it was the warm Christmas lights. Maybe it was giving it a little love. Maybe it was talking to it. I'm not sure. But the blooms are out, and I am forever thankful for that. And I've walked by that tree most mornings here in this month of May, giving thanks for the blooms among us. Well, a way of blooming is in a word, and the word is paraclesis. Paraclesis. I know it's a big word, but it's an important word. If you're on this podcast, I want you to know this word. And paraclesis is the New Testament Greek word for encouragement. Okay? It's the Greek word for encouragement. In its noun form, it's used of the Holy Spirit in John's Gospel, where you would transliterate it as paraclete. But as it's used in other places as paraclesis, it's the moving, it's the verb, it's stirring up, it's motivating, it's exhorting, and it's encouraging people in the Spirit. For what? As a pastor, I'd say for missional life, meaning a life lived in God, a life as a disciple of Jesus, to become more like Christ, to share that Christ in and through the fruit of your life, which means being more loving, more peaceful, more hopeful, more joyful in all that you say, in all that you do. And to take us deeper here, you can close the gap between knowing and doing in the form of paraclesis when you dive into the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, where they use this word, and it says, "Let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds." So the writer is writing to a community saying, "I want to encourage you toward love and good deeds." And he goes on to say, "Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another." There's that word again. And there's several noteworthy items in this text. The paraclesis is pointing to the function of a gathered community. You can't have individual paraclesis. You can't just sit and motivate thyself. Encouragement and motivation is shared, or meant to be shared, in the form of the Holy Spirit in community. So it's a mutual activity, which means we're all encouraged to be encouragers. Paraclesis flows back and forth between community members. There's something that is being transmitted through body language, word, eye contact, hopefulness, shared story. And so that encouragement builds up. And paraclesis has this motivational dimension where it comes with the freight, again, of moving toward a desired outcome. We want to be able to experience life together. Abundant life, new life. We want to bring about a change that we wish to see in the world, and we need every part of the body to function in a holistic way to bring it about. And so paraclesis has also this element of two separate functions called what we'd say the moment of understanding and the moment of action. Okay? Moment of understanding and moment of action. When we are encouraged toward a goal, two things have to happen in us for paraclesis to take root, to move us toward that change. First, we have to come to some understanding of the context or the desired outcome or even the process to arrive at the outcome. You could say the aha moment. But again, you have to be together to experience that, to ask questions, to wrestle. And then there's the aha, I get it. The issues surrounding that change need to be encouraged so it can be understood and engaged. That's the cognitive process. And when someone's encouraging us, we want to have an idea where that encouragement is taking us. And that's where there's a persistent nagging or gnawing of what can we do? What can we be? What change or growth can we seek together? And then the second element of this is once you have the aha, that this paraklesis ends in action or movement toward that thing which needs to be accomplished. Paraklesis is simply that encouragement to enlist others into the action. And the function of paraklesis in the moment of coupling, the moment of understanding and action, that's what holds promise for us to understand how that spirit is alive and well. What connects us? What's moving among us? What's inspiring us? There's something bigger than us at work. And so on this Monday in time, what is the aha in community that you're experiencing or being opened up to? And what action is it moving you out toward, to work toward, or to accomplish together? Paraklesis, the word for encouragement that we see in Scripture. And one of those characters that you could point to in Scripture, if you want to go look it up, is Barnabas, which means son of encouragement. And again, that's picked up in Acts chapter 4, verse 36. So I send you out to go look at that today. He's a great example of encouragement of others by a leader. So check it out. Be inspired. Go live. Draw others together. Do not get out of the habit of meeting with one another, but being in encouragement with and for. So you take good care. Good day.